listening to We Watch Bad Movies.
Episode 2, Batman and Robin.
Hell no place to go. Hell no place to go. Darling, hell no place to go.
Hello and welcome to We Watch Bad Movies with John and Alex. I'm John.
I'm Alex.
And we watch cinematic failures.
We watch train wrecks in cinema.
That's what we do. And we comment on it. And then we give you the title of the film and where to find it. And you download it and watch along with us.
Yep.
Of course, we're not condoning stealing. Obviously, we want you to download a legal copy. That's just going without saying.
Go on iTunes and buy it.
Yeah.
We put in quotations.
Spend your valuable money on these pieces of shit.
Or if you have it on VHS, just rewind that bitch and put it in.
Yeah, because this movie is old enough to be on VHS. This is 1997's Batman and Robin.
Oh, it's got George Clooney.
Chris O'Donnell.
Uma Thurman.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Vivica A. Fox is in this too.
Yeah, like, Jim Carrey. No, that's Batman Forever.
That's Batman Forever.
That was a much superior film. This is the crappy. I don't know. I think it was like the fourth in this franchise by Joel Schumacher.
Yeah, this is the weird cousin.
Yeah, this is a very bad film. So I guess sit back and just get ready for this monstrosity.
This piece of shit.
All right. So if you're watching along, please press play in 3, 2, 1, click.
All right, here we go.
It's another Frozen film. Because that's how we do here. We watch movies that are very
specifically cold movies. Joel Schumacher.
Yeah.
What has he done?
I think he's done, like, a lot of weird little action-y movies.
Yeah. He did one recently.
Totally possible. Well, good news is this movie's incredibly loud.
Yeah. And it's a very long opening sequence, as they used to be.
Yeah.
Just very long and drawn out.
Oh, with like extended computer animation because they thought they were really cool.
Why are there two bats?
It's Robin.
Oh.
It's ridiculous.
The nipples.
Oh, yeah. Fuck. This was the first Batman series to put nipples on them.
Why are they showing their butts?
Because it was like they were like purposely making fun of it. Like they weren't even taking themselves seriously. It was really fucking frustrating. Ugh. I already hate this movie.
The butts, just gratuitous butt scenes.
Although that Batmobile is badass as shit. I actually really like the Batmobiles that they came up with.
Yeah.
But that was like a remnant from Batman Forever, to be honest.
Chris O'Donnell.
Oh, man.
I like Joe Golev better as Robin.
Joe Golev?
Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Oh, of course. But we're not sure if he's going to be a Robin yet. I mean, but, like, he technically is Robin.
Okay, but Superman, they never did a crossover.
And
so
Superman
why?
Is in the Justice League, so he doesn't work alone.
Even the Alfred sucks.
Actually, Alfred, I really like that Alfred. That is Alfred to me, because he's through the whole franchise. He's
same
character.
It's the same guy?
Yeah, same with Commissioner Gordon.
Why didn't he just take the car with him?
I'm not sure.
Why did he have to have his own personal motorcycle?
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, Jesus.
It was so they could sell more toys.
To be fair, there is a motorcycle in the newer Batmans, but Batman rides it, and it's badass.
Yeah. But there also isn't a Robin.
Well, not technically.
They just lay out the plot real quick first.
He knows.
Oh, yes, that psycho that we already know about.
Is that the Batcave? Why is it so technologically advanced?
Yeah, that's what this one did. They were really focused on like the high techs and like the really crazy visuals and stuff.
So it doesn't even like give you a little bit of a...
Oh, wait. This is the worst. Probably the worst first line of any character ever.
Oh, sweet Jesus. So many bad ice puns.
Yeah. Oh, that's all of his lines in this movie. This is Jack Frost on steroids. Fuck, we have like a very distinct pattern for choosing films. Do they have lots of ice puns that we're in?
His suit has nipples too.
Yep.
What is going on?
Right? Like, he built that suit, so he would have to like have just actually designed nipples onto the suit.
I freeze a Batman.
Like, he doesn't know. He rides a Brontosaurus or an Apatosaurus down. Fun fact, listeners, the Brontosaurus is a fictional dinosaur. Never existed. Did you know that?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, it's an Apatosaurus with a Stegosaurus head. Some paleontologists faked out the whole world.
Holy shit.
Yeah. It has nothing to do with Batman and Robin, but...
The more you know.
The way that landed, just so perfectly. Kill the heroes. Like, he acknowledges that they're heroes. Like,
oh, they got hockey sticks.
Kill the good guys. That's like saying kill the good guys. But no bad guy thinks he's a bad guy.
Woo! Yeah!
I know. It's like, they really like stunt teams full of, like, guys who can do stuff.
We've all got hockey sticks because we're on ice.
Ugh. Thanks, Robin. Thanks for that contribution.
You're really helping.
Yeah, that's totally helping, Robin.
So we got an hour and 58 left of this bullshit.
Yeah, so if you're out of sync, we are now at... How long are we into the film? We're at 6:49 into the film, and that means that there's 58 minutes left.
One hour, 58 minutes, 57 minutes.
Yeah.
Oh, sweet God. Oh, they got blades.
Yeah, somehow their shoes just have blades built into them, so they...
Why are they stick handling this precious jewel?
Yeah, they're idiots. But, I mean, diamonds are the hardest substance.
But... I mean, wouldn't it be just easier just to pick it up, not stick handle through a whole bunch of people? I know it looks cool, but...
So, we screwed up that time thing before, but if you are watching along, it should be at 7 minutes and 30 seconds now.
We totally did.
Yeah, we were very confusing before.
We were 6 seconds into it.
Yeah. 6 minutes.
No, we were 6 seconds in... No, I mean, when we started, we were 6 seconds into it.
Yes, I think we did.
Yeah.
Whatever. It happens.
Fuck it. We only have like 6 listeners anyways.
Yeah. Honestly, like our lessons are ridiculous. They're so bad. Like we're like rated 1,000 on Podomatic.com.
We can acknowledge every single one.
Yeah. Hi, Lucy.
Yeah, what's up?
That's pretty much the,
that's it.
The one listener.
And we've got a random one random like on Facebook. I wonder if
really?
Yeah, it was just some from some weird dude. And I was like, where are you from? Tennessee? Yep, Tennessee. So really? If you're listening.
Hello, dude from Tennessee.
Hey, how's it going?
Please tell your friends. Please comment on YouTube, on iTunes. And we're on iTunes, by the way.
That brontosaurus just made noise. This is like Hook.
Yeah.
When the crocodile falls. Why do dead animals seem to make noise when they're falling?
This is like, they just put that sound in there. It's just like, this is the sound it would make if it was alive. But yes, we're now on iTunes, so please leave a rating on iTunes. I actually wrote one for myself, and I wrote that this is the greatest thing given to mankind ever. So please make your ratings as completely hyperbolic as that.
He just pole vaulted.
Yep. Oh, dude, you don't even question the logic of this film, ever. It's just, it's full of bad, bad stunts. That's a badass vehicle, though. Like, just giant spikes out the front. You wouldn't want to stand there.
I didn't see it.
Oh, you gotta check it out. See, look at that
thing.
Oh,
nice.
And he's just like, it's got like a rocket thing that's maybe going to eject him or something.
They did know how to make their vehicles back in the day.
Yeah. They look really cool. Good props makers. That's what I can say for this film, is there's some really good props makers and some costume designers.
Yeah.
Like,
that. Okay, but that's bad.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, all the acting in this movie, and like that cable stunt was ridiculous. Like, nobody falls like that.
Are they purposely making this movie bad?
I don't know. I like, part of me feels like they were really like pushing for the campiness of it, but it's hard to say. And Robin's attached to that. Like, that isn't going to go well.
No. Why did he just, like, make a sexual, oh, yes.
Oh, Batman's attached to it, too.
But he's somehow. In the inside.
Yeah. Don't you hate it when that happens? When the bad guy kicks you in the face? It's just perfectly, like, his fingers haven't frozen off. Ladies and gentlemen, that man is the governor of California.
Not anymore.
He was. Down. No, was the governor of California. And also had, like, a bunch of illegitimate children, but let's not go there.
Oh, Arnie.
And now his son is dating Miley Cyrus?
Patrick.
Patrick Schwarzenegger? Which is fucking Schwarzenegger?
You'll slaughter thousands.
This check out this, like, costume.
Oh, it looks like a butterfly.
Yeah, it does, but somehow it glides, even though it's made like a big metal fucking suit. It doesn't just plummet out of the sky.
This has got to be like on the Razzies.
The Razzies?
Razzies, the worst movies.
Maybe. I don't know. We should probably get acquainted with that if we're gonna do bad movies all the time, right? By the way, our email address is wewatchbadmovies@gmail.com. So if you have a suggestion for a film, please submit it and we will take a look.
Facebook page and...
Yeah, you can like us on Facebook. You can subscribe on iTunes. Please do all of the above.
Do you have Twitter?
No, we don't have Twitter yet. But we probably will by next time. We've decided to do this twice a month on the 1st and the 15th of every month. Oh, there's a bomb. Nice. And they're surfing in the sky.
We have to watch Fantastic Four, by the way.
Oh, God, yes. That is such a terrible movie.
I watched it recently, and I was just shaking my head the entire time. Mike was watching it like, yeah.
It's the wrong Chris Evans Marvel character.
Not patriotic in the slightest.
Yeah. No, you die right there. That's that's a death.
Okay, how is he... Did he say cowabunga?
Yep.
This is really bad.
Somehow this ice beam slows him down sufficiently.
There's one furnace that owns that controls the entire city.
Yeah, it's the Gotham furnace. no, but like I like that. Like the dialogue is always it's serving the plot. Like it's never. It's always like this is what's happening right now that you're seeing.
This is what's happening
because we can't do it visually well enough for you to just understand it. We have to say it out loud. Also, that's bad filmmaking right there.
I'm about to talk right now.
Yeah. Rather than just use that ice gun that he's shown to be very effective, he's just going to close a big, heavy door. Oh, there he goes.
I got him. I'm just going to dive at him. Yeah. Instead of running.
With the diamond in
your hand. Just said, stay cool.
Yeah, well, yeah, he's got it. He's Mr. Freeze. And there's that big-ass vehicle.
No, but you'd be dead.
Yep. Oh, yeah, so dead. Oh, Robin is dead as fuck. Put him in a microwave for 11 minutes.
11 minutes? No. Pretty sure it'd be like a minute.
They say that like if you get frozen, you've got about 11 minutes of brain activity.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't think...
But like people have been like frozen and been like out for like a long time. Like if you get cold enough, your body can like just shut everything down except your brain.
Yeah. He's so light.
Yeah. Well, he's a robin. He's a bird. His bones are hollow.
So he puts them in water.
Yeah. Just hot water. I don't know why there's a hot. Like, yeah, exactly. Like, this is. They've established that this is. Oh, and he's going to use a laser. And the water just turns red. Because that's what water does when you heat it up. I don't know if you knew that. Did you know that?
I knew that.
It's in every cartoon ever.
No, you were frozen for fucking 2 minutes.
Yeah, Chris O'Donnell looked really stupid there. Also, here's Poison Ivy in some, like, isolated Peruvian laboratory for some reason. Yeah, because you can't mate plants and animals. That's, yeah, it's just the correct dose of venom. That's all you need.
Yeah.
Just forget all DNA.
No.
Just forget the way that cells work.
Does she create Bane, too?
Yeah. Well, kind of. She's working on stuff that some other company is using to make Bane.
Oh.
That guy.
Doesn't she have, like, a weird sexual thing with Bane?
I remember there was, like, a weird sexual thing with everybody. Like, she's basically seduction incarnate.
But she's this nerd. How does she do it?
Well, she's gonna become a super sex pot as soon as they give her some venom. Oh, sex pot. We need to watch sex pot soon.
They couldn't say Arkham?
Yeah, they didn't really... They weren't pushing that angle towards it yet. Look at how tiny that guy is. This is like the first Captain America.
That's like a luchador mask.
Yeah, I know. There's a couple versions of Bane. One of them's like a Mexican wrestler version. Steroids and toxins just make it into Bane.
Time to scream.
So I guess just pumping poison directly into your brain turns you into a cartoonishly muscular man. Here it comes. He's inflating like a balloon. Just literally. He hasn't split open. Ugh. Bane is a cool character. Like, the way they designed him is pretty cool.
Where did they come up with it?
Bane of Humanity.
Oh.
I like how he has the weight belt. Oh, so we've established that the button on his chest turns him into a Turbo Bane.
How do you get rid of a guy like that?
It's pretty hard, yeah. I can't remember how they do it, but they're gonna do it. That's how Batman and Robin operate.
How did his shirt not rip?
Yeah. There's a lot of questions that need to be asked about Bane, but...
This is not the Bane you're looking for. This is quite a different Bane. Gotham's under a reckoning. This Bane deserves a reckoning.
I like this guy as an evil scientist, though. He's good. So once again, if you're listening at home, the timestamp should be aligned so that in 20 minutes into the movie, we'll be right...
Now.
So that when you said now, when we just said now, that should be at 20 minutes into the movie. Just so you know, just so you can follow it home. That'll be the last one of those we do.
That's how I want to handle rejection next time I get dumped. Sadly, you'll have to die. And then just push her into a group of stuff.
I'm not a shelf of poison.
I'm not condoning actual violence. That was a joke.
Of course. Alex is a sweetheart. In that his heart is literally made of sugar.
Fellow maniacs. Like, hey, other crazy people.
But he just looked like Arnold Schwarzenegger back then.
South? Why would it go?
God fucking damn it. We walked right into that ice pun. You'd think by now we'd be able to recognize ice puns.
Hurts.
We're what, like 3 hours into ice pun territory? What? Of course. It's just diamond-enhanced lasers. Like, the fucking science in this movie, like in all of these movies, was so rudimentary. It was just basically like, it just say something that sounds scientific. Just vaguely. Diamond-enhanced lasers. That's how he stays cold. That's it. It's just diamond-enhanced lasers.
Oh, it's so funny.
In the simulator.
Isn't he his nephew or something? God.
No, he adopted him, remember, in the last one? Even though he was a full-grown man. It was, his family was killed by Two-Face in that acrobatics thing.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Alfred, you're so wise.
You know too much, Alfred.
too much. Fuck George Clooney bad in this movie. He's just the worst actor.
He's not. He doesn't scream Bruce Wayne.
No, he doesn't even whisper Bruce Wayne. He just says douchebag.
He's got this permanent grin on his face.
Yeah. Like he's in on a joke that the rest of the world is excluded to. It's just like, I'm very famous and handsome, and this is what face I make. And this was like at the peak of the ER years too. So I mean, he didn't even need the money.
No,
he just got this because he was popular.
Is Batgirl in this?
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
I know. Fuck.
Me. Alicia Silverstone.
I wonder if her costume has nipples. I can't remember.
I don't think so because I don't think it's too sexual.
Yeah, I don't think they can. Only dude nipples are okay. Also, Poison Ivy just erupted from the ground for whatever reason.
She's wearing a belly shirt.
Yeah.
Sexual.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I really love Uma Thurman.
With poison.
Yeah.
With venom.
Yeah. His tongue's turning green. It's funny that this is like how they viewed environmentalists back in like the late 90s.
Is that a bong? Oh, it's a Erlenmeyer flask.
Like the thing is, the ironic thing is there's like a whole little ecosystem happening in there and she's talking about not destroying nature and she just sets a fire there. That empty beaker made the flames grow larger. God, like, his hideout is so obvious. Like, hey, this abandoned ice cream factory.
And he's dancing, too.
No, he's conducting his goons into a... Like, why? Is this chorus... Oh, there's
That's
Vivica.
How is she fine? It doesn't look dry.
She was just an excuse to put a woman in lingerie. Like, honestly, like, that's her whole purpose in a film. Which, I mean, is at least more noble than every other character in this film. Like, she's just a sexual prop, but all of them are supposed to be real characters and are also awful.
Yeah, boss.
I love how you could just kind of chuck the diamonds into, like, this little holder. Like, it's not precise at all. He just, like, kind of just pours them in there. It's the origin of dubstep. I don't know if you noticed this, but the dubbing didn't just work with his lips, which leads me to believe that they like overdubbed some line that he had already so that he was like more understandable. It was just like Arnold Schwarzenegger just mumbling the fuck out of it. They're like, Arnold, you gotta do it again.
Shit.
He's done it 20 times.
He's built like a giant snow globe of his wife.
So she's alive.
Kind of. She's cryogenically frozen.
So why is she in water?
I don't know. Because water would inherently not be cold enough to be frozen. Unless it was like super cooled water or whatever.
That's stupid.
Yeah.
Stupid premise.
It's really stupid. Her lungs are full of water now and she's fucked. But whatever.
Well, look, it's an attractive girl in a schoolgirl outfit.
Yeah, that's... Yeah, what can you even say about that? It's just like, hey, this is going to make the teenage boys in the audience kind of horny.
Although Poison Ivy kind of did it for me when I was little.
Yeah, well, Poison Ivy, that's her design, right? She's supposed to be hot. So is the Vivica A. Fox character.
Pan up.
Yeah.
George Clooney's got a turtleneck on. Oh, God.
And also, she's from England, but she just has the Alicia Silverstone accent.
Straight off Clueless. This is after Clueless, right?
Yeah, this is after Clueless.
Why is she holding hands with her uncle?
Yes.
She's like 20-something. That's not a racing car. Or that's not a racing motorcycle.
No, it isn't. I just go to like a very prestigious college.
Private school.
It's like, but sir, I'm worried that if she stays here, Robin's going to try to fuck her. It's like, well, too bad. I'm your boss.
Batman's like, I need Robin's dick to get wet so that he stops being so irresponsible on the fucking job.
And he's like, and also, I'm your boss, so there's nothing you can do about it. He's also a butler. It's just it's a royal prestigious family of butlers. Why is that her mom? Like, her mom must be like 70 years old. You know, like,
yeah, why is it a black and white picture from like the
50s? Yeah. I hate everything about this movie. Oh, sweet Jesus. We need to... Oh, God.
It's the sad fact of making this podcast at all that everything we do is going to make us suffer. You know, that's like, even by just doing it, even in the act of watching the film, it's awful. This is not a fun thing to do. I don't know why we decided to do this.
I'd rather just a podcast of us talking, but...
But no, it's too late for that now.
It's too late.
We've made our bed.
We're two episodes and we can't turn back now.
Maybe we'll make a podcast in the future where we don't have to fucking torture ourselves like masochists. But at this point, that's not the case.
We'll watch all the Oscar movies. That's our podcast.
Oh yeah, that would be nice. Watch movies that are good. But then
we'd have to sit through a couple bad ones because
yeah,
some Oscar movies do not deserve Oscars.
Absolutely. She kind of looks like Tyra Banks.
Just repeat everything.
Some weird caveman.
Shut up.
Look at how fucking extravagant Gotham Observatory is. Like, unnecessarily. And also, like, in the middle of the city, which doesn't make sense because air pollution would make it completely useless. Ugh.
Yeah, Bruce, you're so good for our city. We love millionaires. Look at the glasses on her.
This is foreshadowing.
Ha 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 ha. He has sex a lot.
There's that one guy in the theater we were talking about. It's just like,
that means he's having sex.
Why is there a window all the way up there? I've seen her before. You fascist bulldog. No CEO in the entire universe would have this kind of conversation in front of the press.
Yeah.
Ever. They'd be like, no comment, peace, talk to my fucking lawyers.
Fuck that tree hugger!
It's funny because there was kind of this sentiment in the 90s that, like, environmentalism was radical. Like, people knew that the environment was dying, but, like, nobody was taking it seriously.
No, it's fine.
It's fine.
We're making cars more environmentally damaging, but, you know.
Hey, should we invest in renewable energies? No, fuck it. Leave it for the next generation. Look at that crazy bitch.
She knows what she's talking about. I'm secretly terrified.
Oh, God. I'm sorry, if you're a superhero that's just appearing at fundraisers, you're not a real superhero. I think that's the distinction between real superheroes and not real superheroes. Like, if you appear in public and you have, like, your appearance, like, announced in advance.
What about
in the press?
Iron Man?
Okay, but that's different because he's, like, he is, like, Tony Stark. Like, he has admitted that he's not a secret, you know.
No.
There's no secret identity.
But when Bruce Wayne and Batman are friends, it's a little weird.
Yeah, exactly. Like,
they show up to benefits. Well, like, but I mean, like, Batman's coming.
The
I'm
fact
gonna
that
just
he
hide.
Shows up at a benefit in... at all, like, with, like, publicized, like, if you were a bad guy, you just show up at that benefit and murder him. Like, that's it. Like, he's a person, you know. He's not a superhero. He's just a piece of shit.
Oh, Freeze has some
wedding video.
Is his tears gonna turn into ice?
I think so.
No, they were like, can you cry, Arnie?
No, don't cry.
All right, we'll just make
I just
you
sweat.
Ugh. Some guy's like, shit.
That one guy in the theater.
Can't talk.
It was some actor's responsibility just to look like Mr. Freeze's beautiful wife because she didn't have any lines.
They already foreshadowed her getting frozen with the snow. He gave her a snowflake.
Oh, yeah. All of his shit is, like, ridiculously ice pun related.
Did he just fucking freeze his main minion?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Because he's just crazy. He's like, whatever,
oh, he's
bro.
He's just crazy.
He's crazy.
Just doesn't give a shit.
That Mr. Freeze character, he's so crazy.
Just doesn't give a shit. Oh, Batman's coming? He doesn't give a fuck. Just takes whatever he wants.
Here's more of that, like, costume designer just went way overboard kind of thing. Like, and the set designers, like...
It already kind of matches the whole theme of, like, Poison Ivy.
Yeah, oh yeah. Well, this, like, whole set idea, like the set designer and the costume designer were given way too much freedom on this movie. Like, they had just huge budgets.
It's like a mix between Rainforest and Frozen. It's not
well weird. And it's super racist, right? Because it's like all these, like, jungle natives, like, doing, like, tribal dances and stuff like that. Like, and it's just a bunch of white rich people.
Why is it such
parties?
A big bulge in his pants? Like, it's just such a big, like, it's Batman, it's a big dick.
Oh, they're trying to get him there. That's why they're appearing.
Oh,
so all these people that they've invited, collateral damage. Like, who cares if they die? They just invited a fucking supervillain to this big fundraiser.
Where are their gorillas?
With Gotham's richest people.
What the fuck? There's gorillas?
Yeah, I think those are Poison Ivy's dudes.
They're gorillas.
They're Poison Ivy's dudes. But, like, they match with this tiki theme that they're doing. And they're bidding on women, which, like, I've always found to be just, like, a really skeezy idea. Like,
that
this whole,
really
like, you bet on a date with a woman. It's like, who's richest and can, like, objectify this woman the best?
Yeah, I'm rich.
I would like to pay for that woman's body.
Oh, fuck.
Speaking
hell.
Of woman's body.
Oh, yeah, it's Poison Ivy, isn't it?
Yeah.
Is she wearing, like, a unitard?
Oh, yeah. It's, like, the classic Poison Ivy costume at this point.
God. This hurts.
And, like, the thing is, like, none of the fundraiser organizers are like, hey, what the fuck is happening right now?
Does he recognize her?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Is that a pheromone that makes them all horny?
Yeah. Or at least all the dudes. Oh no, there's definitely the females too. They're like, hey, I didn't know I was a lesbian. I have to give Uma Thurman credit for this movie, though.
Yeah.
She did exactly what she was supposed to do.
Just be super, super, super sexy.
Yeah, and make, like, poison puns. It's funny because, like, the bad guys just make a shit ton of puns in, like, everything they do.
I kind of want to watch the new Batmans when I get home now, just to kind of get
back to where you need to be.
Just a clean slate.
Yeah, just get it back to the dark and grittiness that should be Batman.
Oh, the nipples.
Yeah. Yeah.
I want to fuck that girl, because she gave me a pheromone.
And I want to fuck the Batman and Robin, because they have nipples on their suits. So her first name is Poison? Hey, what's up, Poison? Mrs. Ivy?
Mrs. Ivy? George Clooney.
Ugh, did you hear that plant pun?
No.
I got some wild oats to sow.
Oh.
My garden needs tending. Oh, God. Ooh. I like the girls in behind her like, that fucking bitch.
I'm ridiculously rich and my penis makes all say? My financial. Five...
2 million. Jesus fucking Christ.
Oh.
Like goth card. That's like the least effective weapon. It's like the Daleks with their like little like the thing can only like turn like 30 degrees.
Chill out, guys. No, really, chill. Why can't you get the gun, you lazy fuck?
He moves way too slowly.
I'm a minion.
Did you just say fuck? I don't know. I think he just said,
But it sounded like he was a fuck.
Yeah, it did sound like that. I wonder if, like, some Foley guy put that in there just for fun. Like, I wonder if we could slip an F word in.
Wow!
Yeah, we need a Wilhelm scream. This movie isn't cool enough for a Wilhelm scream, though. That's not how physics works.
What the fuck?
That's not how anything works.
Garden gal.
Like, everything he says is a pun. Everything he says. That's not how science works.
No.
Fuck me.
I just really wish I could do something else while watching this.
Yeah, I know. Like, I just feel like this, like, why do we have to be here? Fuck. Fuck my life.
Cool party. Cool party, I'm out.
Like, how many cool puns have there been? Like, there's been at least 10 cool puns.
Oh, yeah. He's snow punking for
sure. Oh, he's snow punking hard. That is, of course, a reference to the style of Jack Frost, snowpunking. I can't even remember what that joke was about.
He's like, buzz off, you snowpunk, or something like that.
Oh, yeah. Fuck. We watch the worst movies. But, I mean, what do you expect from a podcast called We Watch Bad Movies? At least we're almost halfway through.
Did Danny Elfman make the music for this?
I don't know, maybe. Wouldn't surprise me. He did everything back then. Monkey work. Yes, indeed.
Yes, Bane.
Look at these fucking statues that they have just throughout the city for no goddamn reason. Like, Gotham is, like, horribly plagued by crime. Why do they spend money on these gigantic, magnificent statues?
Yeah, fuck the cops. We need these gigantic
fuck
statues.
Actually, like, putting any programs into place that would, like, prevent all this crime.
Because this is apparently ancient Egypt.
Yeah, really. It just drives through its neck.
It's going to be slippery. Watch out, guys.
Yeah, like, it's just unnecessarily dangerous.
They've got snow tires.
Yeah.
I don't think this is how... I'm Robin! I'm going to take an unnecessary risk!
Yeah. His car is called the Red, or his bike's called the Red Bird.
The Red Bird, yeah. Oh, they're gonna make it.
Damn you, Batman! It's crazy the, like, regularity that Mr. Freeze destroys his minions. Like, how does he have any left? Like, he goes through, like, 50 every heist.
But my Batmobile's frozen. I don't know what to do now. For some reason, I can fly.
But he still landed it, so I don't know why he bailed out of his Batmobile. Ugh. Oh, he got him. Yeah, the big pose. Just keep in mind, they can't see what you're doing on a podcast. Alex was just posing like Batman very triumphantly, but the joke kind of fell flat without audio.
Without video, you mean?
Without video, that's correct. Well, without audio too. Like, we need a description of what's happening. Oh, it's all over. You gotta go bros before hoes on this one. Young man. You will be home for dinner. You will do your chores and your homework.
And you will not try to fuck
our villains.
Alfred's nieces.
Or our villains.
Or our villains. Hurts me.
Yeah, I know. Look at the technology that, for some reason, Alfred has and knows how to use.
Is that a DVD?
I think it's just a regular CD. But, like, even then, CD burning was, like, an actual, huge, like, a big deal. Holy fuck, there's, like, a whole hour left of this movie. He's like, yes, sir, you are a prick.
You are a dick.
You're a cock, you're a cock, you're a cock. Fuck, I'm getting real sick of this fucking, like, philosophical Alfred shit. He just sees his parents' grave right outside the window. See, Alfred suffers from delusional, like, hallucinatory visions.
Bruce did it too. He saw.
No, you can't control death, Bruce Wayne. You don't have that much money.
All right, I get it, Alfred. Thanks.
And Batgirl's running back in with the bike that she's been borrowing because she's actually a biker chick that just pretends to be a classic schoolgirl. Because women have to be one thing or the other.
They can't be both. Oh, God.
Yeah!
Yeah. They teach it at Oxbridge. A minor in motorbikes. No, it would be like automotive technologies.
I don't think they offer that at a prestigious school.
And certainly not motorbikes. Motorcycle mechanics or something, maybe.
Motorcycle mechanics.
I don't know why we're picking
this
apart.
There's Arkham Asylum.
Arkham Asylum.
Joker was the first one, right?
I don't know. I don't know if he's the first.
Yeah, because like Jack Nicholson, first of the series.
Oh, you mean like the first villain?
Yeah.
Yes.
So he should be in there.
Yeah, well, theoretically, but I think he died in the beginning.
Did he?
Yeah, he fell out of a helicopter or something.
You can't kill the Joker. That doesn't work.
Yeah, the Joker is a main one, and they should keep him alive always, right? Yeah. I like that he's just in an old school fridge. Like, that's like that the prop maker spent so much time and money on everything else except that. That's just an old fridge.
Oh, God!
Like, what? Okay, well, at least there's that. I like that the guards are so awful. Like, Gotham is just a terrible place. Like, even the good guys are fucking awful.
Well, Arkham is not a nice place.
No.
See the green lightning?
No.
Poison Ivy.
Oh. That is literally the best plan ever.
Literally the worst Batman ever.
Turkish bath. I love that they have that this is a Turkish bath. Like, those were notoriously, like, gay hotspots.
Really?
So, like, these punks, they're probably just super gays. I like this costume design, though. It's kind of cool. Like the black light with the super fluorescent paint face.
Do you hear the music?
It kind of reminds me of Darth Maul in a lot of ways. Yeah, the music is brutal. Like that late 90s alt rock.
And that's not even punk.
No. Oh, God, no. Every villain, even the low, like the lower ranks of villains are just so zany. She just presses it and gets out of the way. He just did like a very British like clap clap clap. Come on, chain
stop
boys.
Stop us up.
Please attack him with your chains now.
What?
That fucking cartoon sound.
Let's get out of here. Oh no.
That was a load-bearing beam. Ugh. I think, like, that compilation that they have on YouTube of, like, the cheesiest movie lines, I think many of them come from this movie. I honestly think, like, it's, like, half the video.
It's voted... It was on Watch Mojo's Worst Movies of All Time.
Really?
I'm not surprised. It was number two or something. And it was definitely on the worst superhero movies of all time. Why didn't they just keep those punks?
Yeah, they should have, as like their minions, but I don't think it works like that.
Why didn't they just do the love kiss thing?
She should have. Poison Ivy, I guess, does not think ahead too much. Her only minion that she needs is Bane. Shit or get off the pot, Batman. I've seen her in stuff before.
Don't really care.
Yeah. She's just a nameless blonde. Julie? Is that her name?
Yeah. Thing is, with the old Batman,
like, look at that. Did you see how uneventful that breakup was? Like, can you imagine if all of their interactions are like that? Just like very civil conversations.
But the thing is that he never really had one love like he did in
Dark Knight. He definitely was like, it was Rachel. All about Rachel, right?
Was Rachel even in any of these ones?
I don't think so. So from what I get from this, they're like, their entire relationship consists of very boring conversations, stuffy dinners, and like making out. And from the line that he said earlier about his bedroom, some like occasional banging, and he just has her there on his shoulder, like at press conferences, just to look like a human. Oh, I love Zoom enhance. Enhance.
Just print the damn thing.
Uh-oh. Somebody's been detected in the garage. But this is the first night we've noticed this after, like, she's done this every fucking night.
Gotcha.
Oh, good. Some late 90s R&B. Yeah, so you'll know if you're out of sync if that beatboxing works with the music. If not, it's going to sound awful.
It's going to sound really bad. No, it's definitely rap.
Just a little over an hour left. Look at these gangs. Like, there's the gang that looks like, you know, 15th century pompadours.
Clockwork Orange.
Yeah.
See that?
Yeah, I did.
That's a nod to a great film.
Time. Yeah, well, they don't deserve to nod to that. There's the pink wig guys.
That looked like the pink ladies from Grease.
It is Coolio. That's literally Coolio.
Really?
Yeah. Or at least I think it is. It looks like Coolio.
Yeah, that be me. An extra just bumped into him, like, really hard.
Yeah.
And he just... didn't notice.
Yeah.
They were like, fuck.
Well, you know it's Robin because he's got a big Robin on his helmet.
Look at their hair.
You got it, Spike. Of course his name is Spike.
Why are they stuck in the 80s?
90s, every fucking bully was named Spike.
Why are they stuck in the 80s? That's such 80s hair.
Well, think about it like this. Even in the 90s, there would have been people like left over from that generation that just hadn't moved on, you know? And like, why did they line up like that? Like, that formation exactly? Ugh. Gotham just looks like the shittiest fucking place to live ever. Like, why there are so many rich people there? Who the fuck knows?
What the fuck? Why are there... Why is this...
That's part of the course. You just have to smash through a window. It's funny that they built this up like Mario Kart, you know? Like, it's just this course through the city that's, like, totally laid out.
There's lots of obstacles and balloons on the ground. Yeah, and...
exactly. Just like a rave, like through a warehouse rave party.
Wow!
That was almost a Wilhelm scream. And the fire is like, they like made it digitally green.
Green fire.
It's all like about this, the aesthetic for this movie. There's no like content. It's all just like visuals, you know?
They spent way too much time focusing on that.
Oh yeah, so much time.
Miles.
Like, they pretty much were just like, okay, what's going to make a cool-looking trailer?
That guy just died.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Full on just died.
Yeah, like the early techno.
That truck wasn't even moving and just, like, stopped. It was like, meh. I wasn't moving, but you were crossed in front of me, so I'm going to honk now. I'm cheering through the whole thing.
Yeah.
Here comes the drop.
Yeah.
Oh, there's a drop.
Well, there wasn't really such a thing as a drop back then.
No. But there was a point when the song went...
Oh, green fire. I hate green fire.
What? You can cross through green fire if you drive through it fast enough. Your tires won't melt.
But there's supposed to be, like, chains there, right? Like, they did something with chains.
Oh.
That was pure luck that they survived. And, like, his leg is broken now, too.
I guess. Oh, I can zip your shirt.
This pun is brutal.
What just happened?
I just smacked myself with my own glasses. That's what this movie's doing to me.
58 minutes left.
You can do this. You can do this, Alex. No, I'm gonna be a stripper.
He lives. Oh my god.
It is though, like it is ridiculous.
Yeah, but he lives such a nice life. You know, it's not like he has to do much for Bruce Wayne.
I suppose. This is like exactly the kind of argument that they said when like people wanted to end slavery. It's like, well, but the slaves are happy. We're giving them a home.
They would have a home if you weren't keeping them captive.
Yeah, exactly.
Sorry about that, listeners.
That's Alex popping his fingernails. I mean, popping his fingers.
Ew.
Popping fingernails. Oh. Again, that was like he did an action that you couldn't see at all.
Putting like bamboo, shoving bamboo sticks.
Or like a bottle opener, just sliding it under your fingernail and just popping it off.
Welcome to We Watch Bad Movies, where we give you gross
visual descriptions of things.
Without
also, fucking George Clooney is the swarmiest fucking bastard that ever lived. I hate it. Ugh.
I'm just glad he did The Descendants, because he really needed to redeem himself after this one. This could have easily, like, taken him out of film, like, completely.
George Clooney?
Yeah.
I don't know. He was already big because of like, the stuff he had done, you know?
Like, think about some actors who have just ruined their career with one film.
But it didn't happen like that back then. Like, even if a movie was really awful, like, think about all the big names that were in this movie, and it was still awful.
That's true.
And they still went on to do other stuff. Except, really, Chris O'Donnell. Chris O'Donnell kind of, like,
he just ate the shit after.
But so did Alicia Silverstone, really. I mean, she maybe did one or two movies, and, like, half of them were B-movies.
And really bad teen movies.
Yeah, exactly. The guard has an eye patch. Ugh.
Whatever.
It's just like the fucking prototype of like the worst kind of dude ever. Like...
Please look, it's 55 minutes.
Look, the Riddler costume and the Two-Face costume.
Oh, nice. What a good nod.
Yeah.
Yeah, I see the Riddler one.
How is there so much left in this fucking movie?
Oh, God. Let's jump at his sides.
Yeah, that's obviously the most effective way of attacking him. I'm yawning. I'm falling asleep from this fucking movie. Although now her plastic eyebrow piece is red instead of green.
Yeah, she changes it up. Her fingernails are also red now.
I'm Bane, yes, that's my name.
Have you seen that?
Is it Epic Rap Battles?
No. They redubbed Bane, and he does this rap. He's like,
I'm the best freestyler, yes, that's my name.
and then someone's like, you suck, Bane. He's like,
who said that? Burn them all.
Who said that? You're going to face a reckoning.
I don't really like this Bane.
No, he's shitty. You just think he was so scary when I was a kid? Just shoot him in the fucking head. Boom. Done. That's what the new Batman like would be like. A cop would shoot him and he'd be dead.
Yeah.
Always winterize your pipes.
Great advice from Arnold Schwarzenegger about winter home maintenance. Yep, that's a killing height. You're not going to survive that jump, but they're gonna make them jump anyway.
You never said. Bane can't swim, can he?
I don't know, but that's like easy killing height. That's your spine just compresses and you die.
Let's shoot at them because from this height we'll definitely hit them.
Yeah. And like also Mr. Freeze's like weird cryogenic suit doesn't react badly with tons of water.
No.
And also Poison Ivy doesn't poison the entire fucking riverbed with her poison.
Why does he insist on freezing Gotham when he's got several other methods of killing everyone?
Yeah. So much of this podcast is just us sighing in disgust. Why do we do this?
I don't know.
Like, we're fucking masochists, man. We just like the torture. It's always like the worst because we were watching how much time is left of this movie, and it's like that's like that actually makes it worse because like we're literally just like looking at how long we have to keep doing this. Like we're down to 51 minutes, and we just feel fucking awful.
I just want to change the title of this podcast. Just we talk about stuff because it's too much.
I don't know. Like I feel like we should always have a movie on in the background.
Oh fuck.
We just talk about stuff. Left a businessman. He's just a generic businessman dead.
That's Commissioner Gordon?
Yeah. I know he's a lot less likable in this series.
I love Gary Oldman.
Who doesn't love Gary Oldman?
Gary Oldman!
Ugh, great stems, buds too. Like, that was just like a shitty fucking pun for her legs and tits.
The hell was that noise?
I'm not sure. I think I did it though. yes. Let's kill her.
What? He already has a cure for her?
Yeah, no, for certain stages. I think she's at a stage that's too advanced.
Just wear a gas mask. Wouldn't you wear a gas mask after, like...
You'd think they would. You'd think that they would have, like, that kind of foresight, but they're Batman and Robin. They didn't make their money from being smart. What?
My lungs!
What's wrong apparently with he's got lungs?
Poison gas.
No, they say they're freezing. My lungs are freezing. Okay, so he's made it the temperature of an ice cream factory. So no, it's not freeze your lungs territory. Because presumably people were there making ice cream before that. That's like what they're describing is stepping outside in Canada in December.
Oh, my lungs!
No beauty, just the beast.
Ugh. Is that what he said?
Yep.
Oh, fuck.
I think in the comic book, Bane actually broke Batman's back. Like, he just, like, snapped him like a twig.
So that happens killed in Batman. Dark Knight Rises.
Yeah.
And then Batman miraculously recovers in, like, a month.
I think in the comic book, Bane put Batman in a wheelchair. And, like, another guy had to step in.
Shit.
Yeah, had to become Batman.
Oh, Nightwing.
Yeah, something like that.
Nightwing had to become Batman because there was Robin and then there was Nightwing.
Yeah.
And in some of them, they're the same person.
Yeah, exactly. Fuck, what a pretentious douchebag thing to say. Why are all the gorgeous one homicidal maniacs?
He could just snap Robin.
Oh, yeah, totally. He can punch through concrete, but that punch didn't just immediately kill Robin.
Didn't pulverize his fucking face. And look,
he's like trying to rip Batman's head, like clean off his body right now.
Rip the nipples off, please. I don't like the music right now. It's very, like... The orchestra was at this point was just like, fuck my life.
Yeah, they're just tiredly playing along. They're like, fuck this movie, man.
Yeah, even the orchestra playing along is getting just sick of
it. How did I like this when I was a kid?
I don't know. I seem to like it too. Like, that's the thing. She's the Yoko Ono of Batman and Robin.
You don't need that dirty old John or that dirty old Paul McCartney.
Yeah, come on, John. You're way more talented than the rest of them.
There you go, point there.
Yeah, I am more talented. You're right about that. So do have the better songs.
Well, he's right that Bruce Wayne does have real issues with women.
Okay, why is he so jealous?
Because he's got pheromones in him. And, like, I think that what they're trying to say is that when dudes get boners, their, like, brains just stop
it's
working.
It's like chicks before dicks, basically.
Yeah. It's just all pheromones. Pheromones
hose,
make you act like assholes.
Hose before bros.
And that's pistachio ice cream. Delicious.
Delicious.
Ivy's right.
Good luck, Robin.
Yeah, he has no money, so he has none of the powers that Batman has. But he's somehow going to try to go solo. I'm going solo, but I'm still going to live in your house, eat your food, and use your technology.
Why is Batman's ears so big?
I don't know. I think they were big on the aesthetic of it. Oh, Ivy, you bitch. See, like, this is the only part that, like, kind of bugs me about this whole movie, because, like, she's an innocent, you know? Like, she's... Yeah. Everybody else in the movie is shitty and awful, but not Mrs. Freeze.
No, she doesn't do anything... She doesn't have any bad acting.
Nope. Yeah, exactly. She didn't get to say anything, so we hate her less.
Look at the hair. Just working that updo.
You lie!
One, it's a slightly different updo than it was like 5 minutes ago.
I think we used to yell at each other in the hallway.
You lie!
Because my friend always used to say it, and I was like, that's definitely an Arnie quote.
Oh, here comes the frozen tear. Ugh.
And it just evaporates.
A bounds with the doors.
You totally peeked out the audio on that, and I don't even care. Just Arnold Schwarzenegger's like idea of acting and like how to deliver lines is
get
just
more mad, get angry and yell louder.
Okay, she just killed your fucking wife.
Well, he doesn't know that. He thinks that Batman unplugged her. She told him that Batman unplugged her. And he's just trusting her complicitly. Like, that's the other thing. That like, these bad guys, like, they recognize that each other are villains and awful. Oh, terrible puppet.
Jim Henson did it.
Yeah. Biblical puns. And like, does that mean that they're getting ready to fuck each other?
Because I'm pretty sure that Mr. Freeze's sperm's not going to work. And I'm pretty sure that if he puts his dick in her, she'll poison him and he'll die. So
if her lips are poisoned, are their end plan is poison? To just
leave the Earth without any people in it. It just happens to be that disease that Mr. Freeze has cured.
Wait, what?
Yeah, he's got stage 1 of McGregor's syndrome, which is what killed Mrs. Freeze. Mr. Freeze has developed a cure for some stages, remember? So if he's got stage 1, then he's going to be able to be cured by Mr. Freeze's cure, and so they're going to have to just steal Mr. Freeze's cure.
Oh, this isn't Alfred, is it?
Yeah, it is. Oh. Alfred's sick. He's got stage 1 McGregor syndrome. Come on, pay attention, son.
Stage 1 McGregor's. Same disease.
Yeah. Dick. Fucking Robin is a piece of shit in this movie. Somehow. With our penises. She's the Yoko. I want us to be called John and the Beatles.
John.
I'm not just a regular Beatle anymore. I want it to be Robin and Batman.
I want it to be the John Lennon band.
You keep saying it's alphabetical, but I want it to be Robin and Batman. His eyebrows are huge.
Yeah, he's got mad eyebrow game.
On fleek.
What? On fleek?
That means like on point.
I've never heard of fleek.
Your eyebrows are on fleek. I don't know what the fuck it means, but
I hope it's not something super racist. That
no,
you just
I don't
said.
Think so. Pretty sure it's like not racist.
I hope so.
I apologize if it is racist. I've seen it like all over Instagram. On white people's photos.
Well, that doesn't mean anything. In fact, that's more evidence that it is racist than anything.
And black people's photos.
Oh, fair enough.
So, I don't think black people would use racist slurs on Instagram.
Fuck, I have to shit so badly. When Alex showed up at my house to record this, I was shitting. And I had to stop mid-shit to let him in the door. And I never finished. So now I'm just really hoping that this movie ends so I can shit. We've got 38 minutes and 53 seconds left.
I had to take shit during King Kong, I think, in theaters.
Oh, that's a brutal one.
It was an hour and a half.
Yeah.
Oh, left. And then I was bad.
Oh, that chick is still with him. She's just like, I really want to marry you, Bruce, and I know you said you didn't want to marry me, but I'll just continue to hang around and use your money.
Wouldn't you, Jim?
Probably. I mean, if all you had to do to get access to Bruce Wayne's resources was fuck him every now and then, yeah, I'd probably do it. Like, even if I was a dude, it's like Bruce Wayne wants me to suck his dick for like $1 million?
Yeah.
Okay.
Wasn't Christopher Walken in one of these?
I don't know.
He was. I think he was in the Penguin one.
Oh, the Batman Returns.
Yeah.
But that was before it got really stupid. That was number 2. And then that Batman was, Forever was 3.
Batman Returns was dark.
Yeah, it was. So was the original one. Batman.
Yeah.
With Jack Nicholson and the Joker. Those were still good, like, in this sequence of Batman style.
This is the last one before they rebooted it.
That's right. Yeah, this is the one that broke this franchise.
It ruined it.
He sounds so old and feeble, like he's the worst police commissioner imaginable. He's just gonna die momentarily. Show me the satellite, Bruce. I want to see it. Well, you can't. It's in space. Fuck, I date dumb bitches.
Show me the satellite.
Batman. It's like Batman. It's the Jewish version of Batman. Batman. Batman, Superman, Robinman.
Superman, Robinman.
Revenge! Spider-Man.
Spider-Man.
Oh, yeah, let's join Spider-Man.
Spider-Man.
I was at his bris. What? No. He's destroying it, right? So it would be like, stop letting there be light.
No, I think he's actually just raising it to get Batman there. But for some reason...
Okay, so he gave her this CD. Alfred! And it says, try number two.
Why would the password be Alfred?
Just your own first name. They didn't consider like web security to be super important back then. Just make it password. Just make the password password.
I bet you she's gonna try that. Password 1, 2, 3.
How many tries she'll
not
take.
A password.
How many tries do you think it'll take? 10?
69.
Josh Schumacher just like put nipples on everything.
Make it 69. Make it 69. It'll be hilarious.
I wish we could watch Goon, but that's a really good
movie.
Oh,
it's a great movie.
Oh, God. With great power.
Yeah, yeah. That's this movie's scene.
Stop George smiling. Clooney
just sits there looking fucking swarmy as fuck.
Stop fucking smiling, you fucking dick.
And he just, like, sleeps in Bruce's old childhood bedroom.
You masturbated in these pillows.
The first jerk you ever had was in these
pillows. Brings back old memories of me cleaning your semen out of your cheeks.
It's been a good week. It was very hard.
Like, we always talk over the most emotional scenes. Like, we don't let the movie be good because we talk over any actual kind of character development.
Is he dead? Is he gonna die?
No. No, they're gonna save him. Because he's only got stage one McGregor
syndrome. So why is he fucking on his deathbed?
Because he's got stage one McGregor syndrome. They're not showing how many tries. England.
England! Of course! Access.
Her typing is so goddamn slow. If for somebody who works in computer sciences division, right? That's what she said?
Yeah.
Peg. That's a really safe password. Three letters? That's perfect. What? Why is he sharing this? So
Alfred's... she becomes Batgirl!
Yeah, but like, it's crazy that Alfred's last move before he died was to just reveal the secret to whoever could crack a three-letter fucking code.
Peg. And it's right beside the
and
computer.
It's right there.
Love Peg.
Freezing engine?
Ugh.
Alex is just in the washroom. He had to pee, so we had to mute the microphone. He's very unprofessional, and, doesn't go before the film. And, as a result, the podcast suffers, and you just have to deal with me John talking about the movie. Ugh. Friend, partner, brother. You know that that's a shitty, for those listening at home, that's a shitty, like rendition of, a Julius Caesar speech. You know, friends, country, friends, brother, nobles, countrymen or some shit. But, Alex is back now. He's just returned from peeing.
From urinating.
Who is this nutball? He just froze the Asian scientist. That's not cool, bro.
They already fucking went through.
He just froze two minorities.
I don't care. I'm from Germany. Austria.
I think Hitler's kind of right. That's awful. I should...
Except they were on good terms with the Asians.
Yeah, well, Japanese. Well, the Japanese.
Any other one, they were like, fuck you.
Well, it's... Like, that's the weird thing to me about World War II is, like, these people that were decidedly not Aryan teamed up with them. And it's like, what did you think the end game would have been out of that situation?
All right, thanks for helping us out, but we're going to wipe you out now.
Yeah. But I mean, yeah. Obviously, it didn't work out that way. Thank God. So he's harnessing light from space, for whatever reason, from the satellites, to power a diamond-enhanced laser that is going to freeze everything.
Imagine a world without the Japanese.
Oh, we'd be fucked. Yeah.
Like... My childhood would be done. There'd be no Nintendo.
It's interesting that you go to that first.
Well, I mean, I love them for that. Can't hate on the Japanese.
Intruder alert. That's like the least fucking scary intruder alarm ever.
Simulation.
Complete with the stutter.
What would?
Oh, man. Like this...
Soup me up, Uncle Alfred.
Oh, they're gonna show her butt. Yep, there's the butt shot. Like, it almost has nipples.
Almost. They're very pointy.
But they, like, made a point to show her tits.
Yeah.
Like, fuck me.
They're like, fuck, it took all this time to get to fucking Batgirl.
Yeah.
Fucking kidding me.
Yeah, we've got like, what, 15 minutes left in the movie? And no, 28. Jesus Christ.
Sweet.
Fucking Christ.
And all these movies go to like, till 5 minutes left.
Yeah.
Like it's, sometimes you'll see a movie now and it's like 18 minutes left and it ends because there's so much fucking...
So many credits.
So many credits, but...
But that's because there's so many more people involved in movies now because of all the tech, like the special effects.
Like 3 people designed that set.
Yeah, probably. No, I'm thinking the set design and costume design are some of the like most robust credits on this film.
And the costume design for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And prop design and everything.
Casting director was like, the script writer was like, one credit. Yeah, one dude. And he was like, dude. Fuck my life.
And they were just like, make sure you throw in lots of puns. And then he handed it in and they were like, no, no, no. More, we need at least twice as many puns. And he handed it in and they were like, can you throw any more puns in the movie?
There's a pun.
Oh, another pun. Is he wearing lip gloss?
Yeah, you'll see.
That's not good for you. You'll die.
Yeah, exactly. Like, do you know that plants die in the cold? Were you aware of that?
He's totally wearing lip gloss.
You'll see what he's wearing. It's not lip gloss.
Looks so stupid.
Yeah, he does. But he's like... rubber lips.
Oh my, no, oh God.
A little bit of seaweed.
Like, you don't even get to see a lot of...
But the thing is, she hasn't even really demonstrated that she can control plants at this point. Like, that was just out of the blue.
Yep.
You know?
Last 25 minutes? Fuck it.
Yeah. We just have to get through this shit.
Oh. And of course,
her pheromones aren't going to affect her because she's a woman. And lesbianism is wrong.
Oh, God.
That's bad feminism right there.
That's slut shaming.
Yep. Read a book, sister. She was a fucking scientist. That was her job. What has she done? She dropped out of fucking college.
Your computer science?
Yeah.
Person?
Yeah, but she dropped out. She got kicked out.
What?
Yeah, she told Robin this, and she just fucking races motorcycles now. So, like...
How does her hair do that?
What?
Poison Ivy's hair.
I don't know. A lot of product?
It stays up.
I don't know. Little knife. Ugh.
Those eyebrows are bad.
The weird, like, light projections on everything... are really distracting.
Yeah, why are there just like 16 different kinds of lights?
See, if she can control plants, why is it now eating her? You know, like, it's just like they switch around, they flip-flop on film logic so much.
Yeah. What the fuck?
Ugh. Like, how would you not know that already? Like, she's wearing a tiny mask on her face, and she's been living in your house for, like, the last 2 weeks.
I love their little run.
Yeah. Let's slowly jog towards the problem.
Another fucking giant statue!
No, this is the observatory.
The observatory. Why?
Yeah.
Why?
Just unnecessary amounts of money were spent on it.
Who is that person?
Just a big god.
Ice baby.
If they started playing that, that would be incredible.
What's colder than ice? What's colder than cold? Ice cold. All right.
That would have been that's easily the most unlistenable part of the podcast so far.
So I was like, why the fuck are they singing that song? Who is that? Benjamin 3000. Andre Benjamin, yeah.
Andre 3000, Outcast.
Outcast, yeah. He's going to be Jimi Hendrix.
Oh, yeah?
A new biopic coming.
That's cool.
And
this is such a fruitless, like, task. Like, he freezes one city. Super. Like, like, what does that do for anybody
and
or anything?
The control place for the entire freezing.
And, like, Batman has a car ready that can just travel on ice, like a blade. Well, she's just in a motorcycle. Like, the, if anything, ice is way worse for a motorcycle than any other vehicle.
John, it's logic. It's not... They don't pay attention to it in this movie. It's just... out the window.
Those missiles are super inaccurate. Like, they just do not land anywhere they're supposed to.
Don't you know enemies never hit their target?
They're just fireworks. They're not really spikes at all.
They're just cherry bombs. Shield activate.
What?
Yeah, this the whole time.
Oh, this is so bad. Why did it reverse? Like, why does it freeze literally everything else and just deflect?
It's like that deflects. Shield, John. The only person who fucking listens to this knows our real identities.
Whatever. We still have to stick with the fakies. For that one guy in Tennessee.
He's like, I'm going to make their life hell.
Well, how dare they watch bad movies together? How dare they experience brotherly love?
I never had a brother. I'm an only child.
Good God.
Fuck.
What? What's that supposed to do? What? These heaters? There's no way they're that efficient. I'm sorry. And they only have 11 minutes, and we've already far past 11 minutes.
I wish we were at 11 minutes left.
No shit. That little jump is like a 2 foot drop, and they just like do like this huge drop.
Why do they have all these laser guns? That
and how does Batgirl know how to use everything immediately? Like, she literally just became science. Batgirl. Yeah, but like, she has all these tools and she just knows how to use them.
Well, it never explains how he trained with Robin, how he, you know. Why didn't you just say a winter storm or
icy?
Winter is coming. The North remembers. Cool it. Yeah, because that one
that's super stable. Nope.
Nope. I knew it.
She's going to save him and she's going to go, I got you. Watch. Yeah.
I got you, babe. Bam,
bam, no, bam, this bam. Is like, they were trying really hard to be like feminist and like just failing miserably.
She's powerful.
She's a powerful woman. Who just so happens to be super hot.
Dude, the Asian guy's fine.
Good.
So is the other minority. Like, it's we're fine.
So they're the fine. Other minority. Oh, 5 minutes left. And they're counting up to midnight, by the way, instead of down like regular fucking sane people.
It's like an alarm clock.
Who's literally just going to kill both of them. Just snap their necks like twigs.
What the fuck? Is that supposed to be the...
In this film, you actually kind of root against Batman because he's so fucking obnoxious and awful. And like the bad guys have like the way cooler shit.
Like that suit is actually pretty fucking cool.
It's badass. But he's slow. That's his weakness. I love how many boots to the face there are in this film.
That's the secret.
Spill the poison out. Just attack the tube in the back of his brain.
That's it?
That's it.
That's all you had to do.
He's going to turn back into that skinny dude.
That's all they had to fucking do. The entire... Good.
Batman could have done that with one of his like little bat disc things. He could have just sliced it. It would have been done.
Good lord.
Well, folks, we're only at 16 minutes and 6 seconds left. Thank fucking Christ. I don't even believe in Jesus, but I'm thanking him for this one.
That's all it took was to put a bat warmer onto him.
Well, he busted the diamond thing out. It's not like it can do any more freezing.
That's true.
Here it goes. I'm doing an incredibly intense
operation.
The U.S.
Army did it, too.
Yeah, of course.
Because the U.S. Army controls the world.
But see, now this is like kind of overkill because he's just reflecting all of the light from space at Gotham like really hard. It's just going to heat everything.
I'm going to kill a lot of people. Oh, there he goes.
Heating up the freeze, bruh. He's just going to fry Gotham. Just melt everybody. Just destroy them all. Just set everything on fire. And the thing is, like, when it freezes, for some reason, like, there's all this ice, but, like, there's no moisture to turn into ice. Like, it doesn't make any sense. His bombs look like icicles. Upside down icicles. Like stalagmite
what
icicles.
Did you just see Mr. Freeze floating in the air?
Yeah.
Looks a lot less badass without his little helmet on.
Yeah, he does.
He looks like Darth Vader when you take
off his
helmet.
I'm gonna get one last pun in.
I'll freeze when hell freezes over.
Yeah.
There goes the...
The minority scientist. It's not the minority scientist.
Those actors are listening. They're like, fuck these guys.
This was the biggest film of my career. Who do these guys fucking think they are?
Why are there only two scientists in the entire fucking thing? I got your dick by accident.
You put an accent on him when he there shouldn't have been. He doesn't even have an accent.
He does, actually.
No, he doesn't.
He doesn't?
Nope. It's just a regular Asian dude with an American accent.
I apologize.
You racist. You fucking racist.
I'm sorry. Might need to edit that one out.
I'm not editing shit out.
Bum, 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 bum.
No, I'm on it because
you're not a fucking computer genius, you dumbass.
Yeah,
Robin. Ugh. Little girl.
See, like, they're just trying to be, like, feminist, but what they're ending up doing is just being sexist, like, as shit. Like, it's just, like, they're just coming off as just being, like, just awful and douchey.
Imagine if they had made a sequel to this.
Fuck, I don't even want to imagine that.
Like, another Batman. With, say...
Like, this is so random, like, the light patterns, like, they're just, like, kind of getting some of the city. Like, they're not doing it in any kind of, like, ordered way.
And everybody's like, Oh shit, that was cold.
Oh fuck. Did we just die?
Was that the Commissioner Gordon?
Look at that ice. That supposed ice. It's rub. It's like just way like rubber.
Oh fuck. I'm so happy there's only 11 minutes fucking left in this fucking piece of shit.
We're getting there. And the guy just continues his hot dog transaction.
Can we watch a movie that's not 2 hours next time?
Yeah, I'm gonna try.
Like, I can at least stomach the love.
Yeah, well, at least you don't have to edit this piece of shit, alright? No. I have to sit and go through the whole fucking thing and edit it.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, exactly. You fucking count your lucky stars, you have to do this once.
I didn't even want to watch the last one over again, I just listened to the end of it because you told me to.
Yeah, I didn't listen to the whole thing, too. I, like, synced it up and then I was like, alright.
I'm really feeling bad for people who do have to fucking watch this.
I know. We are the worst podcast. You know what? That's the thing. We should actually ask people to rate our podcast, like, miserably. Like, give us one star. Give us 1 star out of 5 and just rate us horribly. You deserve it. You, like, for sticking through any of these episodes, you deserve to rate us absolute worst on iTunes. That's what I want to aspire to be. The worst.
On our 10-year anniversary.
He's telling Freeze, by the way, that he saved his wife. He was able to plug her back in. I think. I can't remember if I remember.
She's alive.
Yeah.
What?
Will you marry me?
Suck on my balls, please.
Show me how to cure McGregor stage 1. In the snow.
Oh, God.
Fuck these fucking puns.
Oh.
So, yeah, right.
It only goes up to 10.
Here's the cure here. I just keep it in my armhole.
I've got 2. One for my wife, and one for your butler.
Ugh. The jokes in this movie are all so cliched. Like, they're just so brutal. Like, it's literally like somebody was like, all right, let's riff on ice for like an hour and a half.
No, it's the full 2 hours. It's just puns.
No, because like there's like a couple minutes of like just having very emotional conversations, but with puns in them. And, like, no IV holder in the universe takes that kind of, like, adapter. It's like, translucent and, like, fluorescent blue, so it's just antifreeze.
They literally just
dump antifreeze into his body. And we just wait. And hope that this guy didn't just give us the poison. We just trusted a known terrorist.
It's the cure, but I'm dying now, so I'm good now. What the fuck? She's still alive?
Yeah, I guess.
It's bullshit. What? Oh, fuck off!
Which would never happen ever, fucking ever. Why would you put a man and a woman in the same cell?
Oh, I thought he was gonna say winter's coming. I got so excited. Fuck.
Oh, what a night. Right, guys? Fighting crime. Thawing the city.
Why are they sleeping on the couch? There's like
there's probably like a million fucking bedrooms, but sleep on the couch, sure. Sleep on my fucking leather couch.
I'm fine, miraculously.
Alfred, it's great that you're awake. Make us breakfast now.
He's fine. After one treatment.
Yep.
That's how science works.
Yep. Mostly your daughter, though. Or your niece.
His name's Dick?
Well, yeah, it's Richard Grayson.
Oh, fuck. Her anarchistic ass.
Anarchy in the UK.
Partners.
Yeah. Yeah, let's let a girl into the team.
Yeah. Good.
He's just gonna put it, oh god.
Partners.
Oh, no, I think all that's left. Ugh! They were trying so hard to set up another sequel to this. So hard.
Oh, now they're actually sprinting.
Yeah, like, but it's just for the action shot at the very end. Alright, please let this be the fucking end.
Thank fucking God.
So, that was a fucking abortion of a movie. and I don't use that term lightly. Holy fuck, that was bad. If you're still listening, thank you so much for being part of this. Oh, here's the shitty 90s alt rock.
Cheap fucking Swenson.
All right. Well, thank you for listening to We Watch Bad Movies. I'm John.
I'm Alex.
It's not shitty. Oh, it's fucking Smashing Pumpkins. Oh, you Smashing Pumpkins. I'm sorry that you did that. Anywho. Wait, there's a guy called Golem in this movie? Played by Doug Henderson? Oh, yeah, and that was Coolio, the banker that was at the race. Interesting. Anyway, thank you for listening to We Watch Bad Movies Episode 2, about Batman and Robin. You didn't deserve that, and we're sorry. And hopefully that there won't be an episode February.
We got one guy who fucking loves Batman and Robin. He's like, fuck you guys!
Yeah, this sucks. I came here to listen to quality commentary, not you just trashing the movie. Well, I'm sorry. That's what this podcast is about. So, for We Watch Bad Movies, that's the end of that, and we'll see you on the 1st of February.
See you later. Bye.